Welcome back, everybody, to Advent Daily. Today is the first Monday of Advent.
So we're going to continue sharing with you what stood out to us and why from St. Alphonsus Liguori's daily sermons.
When the sinner deliberates whether he shall give or refuse his consent to sin, he takes the balance into his hands to decide which is of greater value, the favor of God or some passion, some worldly interest or pleasure. When he yields to temptation, what does he do? He decides that some wretched gratification is more desirable than the favor of God.
What a great way to see temptation between the friendship of God or some sort of temporary pleasure. Mm-hmm. And that when we give in to sin, what we're saying to God, I rather choose this temporary pleasure than your divine friendship. Sin, and seen in light of this, is really insane. So it's good to remind ourselves of this truth.
If the sinner should exchange God for a treasure of jewels or for a kingdom, it would indeed be doing a great evil, because God is of infinitely more value than all the treasures and kingdoms of the earth. But for what do so many exchange him? For a vapor, for a little dirt, for a poisoned pleasure, which is no sooner tasted than it is fled.
So when we give in to this temptation, what have we done? We have exchanged this treasure of infinite value, which is God, for something worth less than dirt. This is what we do to ourself. Mm-hmm. And sin is a great abuse of our freedom. Freedom which God has given us. And why has God given us this freedom? So that we use it with right reason, with our rational soul, and go back to Him who is all love, who wants to satisfy the deepest longings of our heart. And instead, what do? We choose something that has less value than dirt.
In this world, the rich and the noble are called happy, but true happiness consists in a life of sanctity. So I really see this, you know, the world is just desiring us to just, you know, get full on into like Christmas and spend and, you know, do all the things. And that's not really what God is calling us to, a life of sanctity. And I see how even as I grow in my faith, and then as we're raising our children in the faith, I see how they too are like drawn to the things of the world. You know, whether it's like secularism and the music or the way that time can be wasted so easily. I mean, I waste time too, but I think when I look back all my life, when the Lord allows me to see all those things, I'll be like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have done that. I wish I wouldn't have listened to all that music when I was a teenager or whatever it was, you know? But yes, true happiness lies in a life of sanctity. Our Lord once showed St. Catherine of Siena the hideousness of one single venial sin. And such was the dread and sorrow of the saint that she fell senseless to the ground. What then must have been the sufferings of the infant Jesus when, on his entrance into the world, he saw before him the immense array of all the crimes of men for which he was to make satisfaction.
We should not make the mistake of trivializing our sin. Well, I'm not in mortal sin. I haven't done anything too big this last month. I'm doing okay. Mm-hmm. And then we push off going to confession. Consider venial sin. St. Catherine of Siena, assuming that she was in the state of grace here, God reveals a venial sin, and it's enough. This horror is enough for her to lose her senses. Mm-hmm. Yet how blind we are during the day to our venial sin that we trivialize and say, well, it's not that bad. Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on what you compare yourself to. Mm-hmm. You know, a pig compared to a pig is pretty good. They're in the pig pen. They're both dirty. Me on the outside looking into the pig pen, oh man, that pig is pretty dirty. I wouldn't want to get into that pig pen. It might be a crude example, but who are we to compare ourselves to? Scripture says all have fallen short of the glory of God. So the comparison is not between us and the rest of the world. The comparison is ourself. And the glory of God. Mm-hmm. And when we have right order, when we see ourselves as God wishes to see ourselves, then we see, wow, we have really fallen short. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not to despair. Because if we just see our sins separated from mercy, then we despair. But what we need to see is the horror of sin in light of God's great mercy. But nonetheless, I think St. Alphonsus is reminding us, venial sin is not something to take casual.
Then sinners will not be able to hide themselves, but with insufferable pain, they will be compelled to appear in judgment. To lie hid, says St. Anselm, will be impossible. To appear will be intolerable. The devils will perform their office as accusers, and as St. Augustine says, will say to the judge, "Most just God, declare him to be ours, who was unwilling to be yours." Are we unwilling to be his? When we sin, it's kind of like saying, "Lord, I don't really care."
Or at least not today.
Or at least not today, or at least not in this moment, or not, yeah, at least not in the face of this cookie. I have to bring up the cookie every time, you know? It's true. I feel like my resolve is weak sometimes. And I was listening to this talk recently about, you know, penance. Like, are we doing any acts during our day that require some discipline? Something at all where we're denying ourselves. If not, we should. I think back to the apparitions of Our Lady of Lourdes to Saint Bernadette. She was only 14 years old. And one time Our Lady appeared to her and she said three words, penance, penance, penance. I think we've forgotten that. Like, we need to be doing penance and reparation for sin, our sin and the sins of the world.
And this should be a regular part of our life. But this time of Advent is a good reminder, okay, let's be more intentional in how we're living, make little sacrifices during the day in reparation for our personal sin and that of the whole world. This is important, and this is the road to sanctity. This is not the message that you often hear from the pulpit. We have a soft Catholicism that's being preached. Softness, holiness is not found on the couch, it's found on the cross. And so penance leads us to the cross. It's uniting our sufferings to the cross that wins grace for the world and for ourselves. So we can do this together, together. Be intentional during your day. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for journeying with us. Please comment below. Share with us what stood out to you and why. I will read every one of your comments, Janelle.
You know what? I'll try my best.
Okay. Again, if you want to get these emails, these videos by email, click the link in the description and then you can join and you'll see us in your inbox 5 days a week. Remember to pray the rosary, which is linked at the end of this video. And I think that's it.
Mm-hmm. Get to confession. I just got to put it in there. Got to get there.
Got to get there. We'll see you tomorrow.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came. His wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. All hail, said he, thou lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, glory.